Begin the current daven sech the Shabbos daf kuflam and begin on a base. Begin to taste the masl that begins with the Gemara. Shalom b'tzayim Rabbi Eliezer. Not according to the rule of Eliezer. The Shari for the Rishus Rabbim he permits it to be done even through the Rishus Rabbim. Tzayis wonders. Gemara tells us later this concept that if you can fulfill both, it's better. So Gemara brought a story that one time they forgot to bring the bris milah knife from before Shabbos to where the child was. They brought it through the alleyways, the gagis, the chatzers. Now the Gemara said that that was not like Rabbi Eliezer. Yes, he permits to do hechsher mitzvah of milah, even to bring it through the Rishus Rabbim. Now, Tais is bothered, but why? Kosh L'Rash, Rashi finds this difficult. I mean, come on the Pirkei, the Gemara brings later on this paragraph of Kavod, let me give him a bit Come on, Kavod, the Moitzah, say, but say, wherever you have opposing positive and negative prohibition, if you go ahead and fill both, not violate the negative prohibition to fulfill the mitzvah, say, then do it that way. If you can't, okay, then you'll say, I say, Bechal, say. So says Tais of Alch over here, Kim and Nebshal, Kamish name, since you can fulfill both, Lehivir, Derek, Gargans, Rechazizer, Kafifis, you could bring it through a place that will not be the Issa Dereis and the Lois Asay of Shabbos and still fulfill the Mitzvah Asay of Mila. So why would, according to Blazer, you be able to bring it through the street? Of course it could be Deicha. But if you don't have to, then we say don't be Deicha. And so says, don't say because, oh, I'm in circumcision. It's not just a regular Asay Deicha, let's say. The Torah reveals that it overrides Shabbos because it shouldn't come out like the Gemara expands later on the sources for this. And this is Tayser Leminach. We don't say that because it will come on like a buster. Because later on, the Gemara says the word baser that tells you that even if the circumcision has the nega teras on it, that you're gonna cut it. I mean, the Rish Lakish. We say over there like Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish says come on, even though when you have a special pasuk that's being marab, they're saying that you could do it, but if you don't have to, then we don't. So this remains with a question. So why over here would we say according to Rabbi Eliezer? Why did it bother him that they didn't bring him through the street? Shouldn't he agree to the concept of if you can make a shneim, then mutab, then is better? Tanakh says the master begins the words of Gemara, Mishar is permitted. I have a time to learn in a braisa. Tanakh will explain that why don't we explain that it was brought through a sheared courtyard. That is, again, this was the story that we said that they brought it Gagas Chatzeris, not like Rabbi Eliezer. According to him, you could have been brought it through the street. Rather, he said, according to the Gemara in the Havamina, like the Chacham, that they hold that Hekshemil is not Derech Shabbos. And even so, they permitted through Derech Chatzeris for Gagas. And I think my ass, I will learn according to Rabbanan, that they say, you know, they bring it even Derech Gagas Chatzeris. But Ben Tamitis has to take a second look, and he says, wait a second. But look, let's say it's like Rabbanan. But it was brought through sheared courtyard. That would be like the Chacham, that holds the allowed to bring him through Rishon Rabbim. But it would be permitted according to the Chachamim, because it was brought through a sheared courtyard, which Chatzeris are permitted Chatzeris. And that's the sense of what you could say is the B'gai Gavna Levishar Yabalazim and Rishon Rabbim. It's not true. Then actually, Rabbi Eliezer would not permit it to be done through Rishus Ram. I mean, it would not be what we call Shalik Rabbi Eliezer. Because Kimish Yachal Avi Der Chatzim or Revis Be'at HaGoma. It could be brought, it's not like what we said in the previous cases, that okay, you'll have to at least violate Rabban. Here it could be, it's totally mutter in totality. Then actually Rabbi Eliezer would not agree that you're being through the street, and therefore it wouldn't be the case that's possible because we said not B'Tzayin Rabbi Eliezer. It was through Chatzim or Revis to explain what's like HaGoma. It would even be like Rabbi Eliezer too, because he would hold you, in that case, he wouldn't be able to bring it through Rishus Ram. Or Yinami, another process test, is Lishna Deshalkul Lamashmakan. The wording of the case, of the story, that they forgot to bring the knife from Erev Shabbos doesn't sound like this. Because the Yisim Erev is, if the case was that they brought on Shabbos through the shared courtyards that had an Erev, shouldn't have said in the story, in the narrative, they forgot. They didn't bother to bring from before Shabbos. Keeping their Shabbos, Epshalaviv, had to come. It wouldn't be a Shabbos you could bring, we totally permitted. And therefore, it wouldn't be Shalkul. It's just, they didn't have to. Now, Abba Kimasi, but according to the Gemara's conclusion, that it says, okay, it wasn't like Rabbi Eliezer, it wasn't like the Chacham either. Rather, if it's on Rabbi Shimon, I'll say Shabbat, the Kama Shalko, it makes sense the wording that it says that they forgot, because even though Rabbi Shimon allows you to go ahead and bring it from Chatzeris, Gagas, or Kafifis, but it has to be they forgot. Shem Hoyun is Kama Shabbos, because if they would remember from before Shabbos, Hoyun, even they would have brought it from before Shabbos, Mishun the Plig Rabban, because the Rabban disagreed with Rabbi Shimon. So they would have been careful to fulfill the opinion of Rabban. It's only after the fact, then they rely on Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, it makes sense, Shakul. But again, you couldn't have said that it was going like the Chachamim, because the wording of Shakul sounds like as if you should have. But if it was Chasim Rebbe's, then you don't have to bring it from before Shabbos. The next says Matzah begins with the Gemara, but certainly Reb Shimon, rather, it was according to the will of Reb Shimon that they ended up doing this, which they brought it through the Chatzeris and the Kafivis, because he holds, yeah, it's even for Divrei Yushus, you're allowed to bring through Chatzeris and Gagas and Kafivis. So I just can explain that why don't we say it's also B'Tzayin Reb Meir? Because they says, who didn't have a Muslim name, but truthfully, the Gemara could have said that B'Tzayin Reb Meir. This also goes according to the will of Reb Meir, the Gemara is going to shortly bring. And it wasn't exactly the way we described the case. I mean, Shavir Derech Gagas Megag Lagag. Since they brought it from roof to roof, through courtyards from one courtyard to another one. As the Gemara brings even that pay testament of the islay that Rami holds called Gagas Ha'ir Shosachas, and he holds all the roofs of the city are one domain. So do the courtyards and the enclosed areas, and therefore that's how they could have brought the Mila knife. But says Taisus, the reason why we said Reb Shimon is because the Kamal Kavasei, because it was that law, like him, so therefore we said according to him, but really we could have said that it was Birtzain, Reb Meir. Turn next to the matter that begins the words of the Gemara, Lekem Shashabas L'Teichai. To the vessels that it was Shabbos, and that it started Shabbos inside that area. Which is going to explain that was the story regarding the Milanef and the courtyards, because the Gemara brought the story that they forgot to bring the Milanef before Shabbos, they brought it Derech Gagas Chatzis on Shabbos. The Gemara, and the conclusion says it was like Reb Shimon, who holds that, yeah, specifically if it was Kemsha Shabbos in a house, let's say, then you're not allowed to take it from Gag to Chatzah, but if it was in the Gag or Chatzah, you know, you're allowed to take it from one Gag to another Gag, from one Chatzah to another one. And so it says, there was actually a story with that Mila knife, for that story, that the knife of the Mila started Shabbos in the courtyard or the roof, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, you were able to bring it from one roof to another one to take it to where the baby was in that other part of the courtyard. Phoenix says not to begin the words of the Gemara, Rebelezer Shamuti. Rebelezer, he's a Shamuti. Stace explains, what does a Shamuti mean? The Gemara is saying, oh, Rebelezer, he's Shamuti. Stace explains, that means because he was from the school of Mibishamai, from Bishamai, with the Shamutis, and the word of Shamai in there. And so it says, Mukha Bishamai, Sad Truma, Sperik Sad Truma. The Tanakh says, within the Yushalmi, Sad Truma, Timation of Lamea Sar and Tire, and if you have one saw of Truma that's Tame, that falls in the 100 saw of Truma that's Tar. So Bishami Isim, they say, okay, the whole mixture is forbidden. Basil Matirin Bahulu Basil says permitted, ad, until where it's brought over there that says La'achash Haidu, after that they agreed, Rebelezai Matirim, he says that you should still take one saw from the mixture, and even if you don't know which one it is, Vitisarf and burn that one saw, and then the rest of the mixture is permitted. Bamik Mar, the Yushami says, Ben Pazi, Reb Ivy Bar Nagri. These two Tamil Chum have a Yasmami, they were saying, Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, it says, after that, Shami Basil finally agreed. So, he says, okay, but you should still take out one saw and burn that one saw. Now, says, so they said to each other, Mihoid Lami, who, there was a Machalik Shami Basil, who agreed to who? So they explained, Bishami agreed to Basil, and they hold that, yes, the mixture will be permitted. And Amr Abasi says, Masin Amrkin, the Mishnah tells us this, because it says, La'achashayidu, after they agreed. Rebelezer Matirim Tisav, says you should take out one saw and burn it. Now, on that, he says, Rebelezer Lab Shamutehu, isn't he from the school of Shammai? And even so, he holds that the whole mixture is permitted, besides the one saw that you have to take out and you have to burn it. Obviously, Bisham is the one who agrees to Basil, and he holds that the mixture is permitted. So it's Taisa, Ari Mashman, the Shamutehu, you see that this study was called Shamuti was because of Mitamid Bisham, because from the students of Bisham, the Menor Kapashik, because that's how the Bisham is proving the Bisham, Hoyle Basil, the Bisham agreed to Basil. That's from Rabbi Natan. Ketanek says, Master begins the words of Gemara, Nitku Chatzeres Venasa Batim. So the courtyards stop being courtyards and they become houses. Chess explains what the Shaka would tie in this Gemara, because the Gemara brought that Rav said that a Mavoy that they didn't do Shetuvim Avoyis. So just like you now take from the Chatzeres to the Mavoy, so you now carry Dalamas in the Mavoy itself. But that's specifically in the situation the Gemara said that if each one of the courtyards made their own Erev, so you could carry from the houses to the courtyard. So if they didn't make Erev Chatzeres, then you're allowed to carry in the whole Mavoy. The Gemara wanted to explain the reason for this is because that the Mavoy is only permitted to carry inside of it if you have two courtyards that open up into the Mavoy and two houses opening up into that courtyard. Now, if the people of the courtyard made an Erev, so it's like as if there are no courtyards because the Erev is like an extension of their houses. So which places says, Pierce, what that means to say is, V'chashiv kilo in kachatzakla, it's like there's no courtyard here at all. Shachatzanasabais, because the courtyard becomes like a house. And you need two courtyards opening up to the Mavi, and it's not a courtyard. Now, Okashala Yervu, and when the other case, when they don't make an Erev, that was the Gemara's question, Chashivi Batim Kalesna. That's what the Gemara is saying, wait a second, we don't understand either. That should make like, there's no more houses over here, because there's something between the houses and the Mavi. So it's not like houses are opening up into the courtyard, into the Mavi. Now, the Gemara's question was only that the houses should be like they're not here, but the courtyards, that would be like it's there. Now, what's bothering Taisa is that for that reason, we should say that the courtyards are also not like they're not there. Because since you tell me that they didn't make Shetuvim Avayis, so you're now taking the courtyard to the Mavoy. So that's what Taisa addresses. It says, the courtyards are not like they're not there. Even though you're not careful from the Chatzim to the Mavoy. But since there's nothing that's between the Chatzeris and the Mavoy, so that's not like it's closed off. But when the Gemara was retorting and asking the question, the houses are going to be considered like closed off, since the courtyard is in between the houses and the mavi. Taisa additionally addressed, he says, now this whole discussion is when they did not make shaykh from a vice. That's when you need to have, as Gemara quoted from Rav, houses and courtyards opening up to the mavi. But if you make shaykh from a vice, then you don't need that. Additionally, Taisa continues and says, then the Gemara finally answers, says that where there was no Erev, we don't say that as if there's no houses over here, and the fact that you can't take out from the house of the courtyards, because you could nullify the domain to one person, like as if it's all his courtyard and his house, so then you do see the house over there. Now you have one house that's like it's not closed off. Now, Bava's thesis is that since it's talking about that they're nullifying their domains, so then it's like essentially like they're making an Erev amongst each other, which that is somewhat the principle of an Erev. Therefore, you should say that, again, you're back to the question, the Chatzer should be like Batim, and like we said, when it's Erev. That's what says, kulam. No, we're not going to say that it's as if, okay, now there's no more courtyards. Even the Shah, Batim Asur Mechatzah, since the other houses are forbidden the courtyard, so we still see a courtyard over here, because it was a house, and everyone could carry over there, and therefore, that's what the Gemara was at that point. But then the Gemara asked, okay, but then by Yisik, about them, like, you only have one house, if the Alma Lata Lirishot to one person, but you don't have houses. And that place addresses here too, but like Muslim, maybe you can't say, the Batler Shuz Gabitrei, okay, so fine, why don't you nullify everyone's properties to two people? Then you'll have two houses. So it says, no, Shem, how you Osrim Zal Zed, they would make a forbidden one the other, they don't have an Erev amongst each other. And if you make an Erev, then you'd be back to the whole question regarding that it's a case of that you made an Erev, then you can't carry into the moment. Additionally, Taisa says, "Bli Muslim, and neither could you say Shashnaim Irvu." Okay, so those two people did make an Erev. From the coming Rav Leivu, from the fact that Rav says that it's a case of when they didn't make an Erev, Mashma Leivu Klal. It sounds like they didn't make an Erev at all, and therefore that's what the Gemara ultimately had to say the real pshat, which was a different pshat that of Rav Ashi, but that's the Shaka Taya of the Gemara.